A very good morning to one and all.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
I send greetings from the English service.
代表英文会众向弟兄姐妹们问安。
I want to thank you for this opportunity to share with you this topic of fake news and good news.
感谢主给我这个机会能够与大家分享假消息和好消息。
Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
还没有开始之前，我们再一次向神祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父
，Thank you for gathering us in worship this morning.
感谢主，你聚集我们在这里敬拜你。
As we consider this important issue of fake news and good news,
让我们来考虑这假消息和好消息的重要课题。
Help us to be aware of the dangers of fake news and the serious consequences of perpetuating lies and falsehood.
求主你让我们知道这假消息和传这个谣言的这个可怕的后果。
As the world becomes more chaotic and complex,
因为这个世界越来越复杂，
more fake news will arise to make our living as a true Christian more difficult.
而更多的假消息出现，使我们这基督徒的生活越来越困难。
Therefore, grant us your wisdom and guidance to navigate successfully our spiritual journey to heaven.
使我们能够有这个分辨的能力，能够走这个天路。
Now grant me an anointing from above.
求主你恩膏我们。
An anointing also for preacher Job.
恩膏我也恩膏杨传道。
And a blessing to all hearers this morning.
也祝福我们当中所有听到的人。
I pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我如此祷告是奉主耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
This issue of fake news and good news came to me very strongly recently.
这个假消息和好消息最近来到我身上，很强烈的影响了我。
Because of something which happened to me.
这发生在我的生命中。
It happened this way.
这发生在我的朋友身上。
I received an unexpected WhatsApp message from a neighbor.
我从这个电话里手机收到这个消息。
And she informed me that my former professor of pathology has passed away.
她告诉我这个前教授呢已经过世了。
He had suffered a stroke many years ago.
他在受这个中风的影响许多年了。
And half his body was incapacitated.
他是半身不遂。
And his family actually refused visitation from anybody.
而他的家庭也拒绝任何来探望。
So I was very shocked when I read the news.
我收到消息很震惊。
So what I did was quickly I forwarded this bad news to my doctor friend.
我就很快地把这个消息传给我的医生朋友们。
And I added the remark, please read the obituary for further information tomorrow.
我还加了一个评语，就是说请读明天的这个新闻的补告。
She was the only person whom I sent the message.
她是我唯一发送的这个信息的人。
But unknown to me,
但是我不知道的是
she had forwarded to her other colleagues who knew this professor.
她也把这信息传给其他的同事，知道这个认识这个教授的。
Then 2 days later, I received a call from this friend of mine.
我2天之后我收到一个信息，就是从我的医生朋友。
And this is how she started the conversation.
她就是这样开始这个对话。
CS, 她是This is how he addressed me. CS, I want to scold you.
他说 CS 是我的简称，他说我要骂你。
Why?
为什么呢？
She explained that I called the professor's wife, and she told me she just had breakfast with him this morning.
他告诉我说他打电话给这个教授的妻子，然后他说他那个教授跟他，他跟他这教授有这个早餐。
So,The professor's wife demanded an apology from me.
而这个教授的妻子要求我道歉。
And to squash this fake news and rumor immediately.
并且要来终止消除这个谣言。
Of course, I was very shocked.
当然我很震惊。
And I was also speechless.
我是无言以对。
So I apologized to her and stated that I should have checked before I pass on the fake news.
所以我就对她向她道歉，说我应该来查证这个消息，还没有发送之前。
Do you realize how powerful the sent icon is? You just need to do and just press that, and then everything will be sent with a simple click of this send button.
于是我知道这个手机上那个发送的功能是何等的有力量呢？
The information will be transmitted everywhere at the blink of an eye.
就是在眨眼之间，消息就这样传送出去了。
In our modern, technologically advanced world,
在我们现代的这个高科技时代
，with this fast and instant connectivity,
因着这个快速简介的这个连接
，we have a constant onslaught of information and data.
我们常常有这个信息不断的倾至而来。
We have instant news and 24/7 non-stop.Online entertainment.
我们也有这个即时的讯息，24小时的这个娱乐到人的眼前。
So how can we escape this constant bombardment for our attention?
我们如何来躲逃避这些倾泻而来的这些讯息呢
？Further, how do we choose what to see, read, or hear of the myriads of choices available to us?
而更何况我们如何来选择要看什么要读什么要听什么这些要做什么选择来对这些复杂的世界呢
How do we decide what is real or unreal?
我们如何决定是哪一些是真哪一些是假的
Good or evil?
是善是恶的
True or false?
是真是假的呢
Let's say something about fake news.
让我们来讲一些关于假消息的事。
Fake news is as old as humanity.
自有人以来呢，这个假消息就一直在下来。
It is also known as lies, falsehood, deceit, slander, backbiting, guile, and other terms.
这也是也可以假消息也可以有不同的形式出现，如谎言、虚假、欺骗，或者是毁谤，或者是背后谗言等等。
Let us take some examples from the internet.
那我们有一些网络上的这些假消息。
If you were to Google for fake news in the Wikipedia,
假如你要在维基百科那搜寻这个假消息的话
，you get a whole long list of dubious websites.
你会有很长的名单的关于这个假消息的网站。
Many of these mimic authentic radio, TV, or media agencies.
有很多这些假网站模仿这个真的这个这个电台或者电视台或者这媒介。
Some of these sites are outright wicked.
而有一些网站是根本就是很邪恶的。
Deliberately disseminating fake news for their own political, social, or financial agenda.
他们刻意散布那些假消息，为着他们政治或者是社会或者是财政的这个目的。
There's a website called Snopes.com.
有一个网站是澄清的网站，叫 Snopes.com.
You can go there to check whether the news that you receive is it real or not real.
你可以照这个网站来查证这些消息。
I'll just give you some recent examples on the website.
我给你一些最近的例子，关乎这个网站。
These are fake news.
这些是假消息。
The first one is a pastor.Eaten by crocodiles who are trying to walk on water.
有一个是牧师尝试在水面上走的时候被这个鳄鱼所吃。
This was May 15 this year.
这个是今年五月十五号的假消息。
And then there's a pastor Scarabora who blamed women's impure thoughts for breast cancer.
而这个也有一个假消息是讲到这个妇女有这个癌乳癌呢，是因为她有不纯的这个思想。
And the third one is Pope Francis mentioned that God has instructed me to revise the Ten Commandments.
而在这个另外一个是教所假消息是讲到教皇说神指示他来更新这个十条诫命。
And another one, a Russian scientist discovered a cure for homosexuality.
另外一个假消息是这个苏联的这个科学家发现了治疗同性恋的这个方法。
Recently, I received a fake news on WhatsApp.
最近我在这个 WhatsApp 上收到一些假信息。
But I think you may have received it too.
我相信你也收到。
It says, please take note.
他说，请注意。
When you go to coffee shop, hawker center, or have your meals, do not, capital letter, throw your tissue, used tissue into bowls or plates or cups. My friend got fined $200. This is real.
有一个假消息这样说，请注意，当你到咖啡店、小贩中心吃食物的时候呢，不要把用过的纸巾丢在碗盘里面。我的朋友呢，刚刚被罚$200，这是真的。
As I received this also recently,
我最近收到这一点。
But this was an old one which was given in 2001.
这是很久以前的这个假消息。
A hoax was started in USA in October 2001.
就是一个谣言从这个2001年10月从美国开始。
This was 1 month after the 9/11 attack on the Twin Towers.
这是在911事件一个月后的事。
It stated that 7 women have died after inhaling a free perfume sample that was mailed to them. The product was poisonous. If you receive this free sample in the mail, such as lotions, perfumes, diapers, etc., throw them away. The government is afraid that this might be another terrorist attack.
那么这个假消息讲到七个妇女呢，在闻到那个香水的这个样本的时候呢，就致命了。他说这个样本呢是致命的。他说当你收到这个免费的这个邮件的这些样本啊，还是纸巾啊，请把它丢掉，因为恐怕这个政府恐怕这个是另外一个恐怖袭击。
So in June 2010.A version of this hoax came out again.
2010年6月又另外一个假传言。
And it says urgent news from Glen Eagles Hospital.
这是说是从英格医院发出来的紧急消息。
And this was disseminated via email, SMS, and Facebook posts.
在这个电邮、简讯还有面部的这个网站那边也有这个传送。
This rumor spread very widely enough that Glen Eagles Hospital, in Singapore posted a disclaimer on their website.
而这个谣言是传得如此广泛，那么英格医院呢中心呢医科中心，他就要发出一个澄清在他们网站上。
And inOn around April 2016, the warning again began circulating on Facebook.
然后在去年四月的时候呢，又再有同样的传言。
And because I previously worked in Glen Eagles Hospital, somebody posted it to me in WhatsApp recently.
因为以前我曾经在英格医院工作过，所以有人传这个信息给我。
It is a well-known fact that Facebook, WhatsApp, Google, YouTube, Twitter, etc. are some of the famous sites on the internet visited by millions each day.
这是属实的。当我们看到这个社交媒体包括这个面部 WhatsApp, 还有谷歌，还有 YouTube, 还有Twitter 呢，都有相当多的流量。
In the past,We put our trust in the traditional sources of information.
在过去，我们相信这些主流传统媒体。
But not anymore.
但现在不再是了。
Let me just give you some statistics on the latest statistics on public trust.
让我给你一些关乎公信力的一些最近的统计数字。
This is by Anna Nicolau.In the Financial Times, January 15, 2017.
这是在这个财务时报的今年的这个一月的消息。
She says, public trust in traditional media has fallen to an all-time low as people increasingly favor their friends and contacts on the internet as sources of news and truth because people now view media as part of the elite.
而现今呢，人已经对这个主流的这个传播媒体呢，有慢慢的失去他们的信心，反而呢，对他们的朋友、他们的联系在网络上的这个消息呢，增加他们的信心。
And in the September 2016 Gallup poll, it says that less than 30% of Americans say that they have a great deal or fair amount of confidence in the news media to report news fully, accurately, and fairly.
而在去年九月的这个消息调查里面呢，有少过30%的美国人认为他们没有对这个主流的媒体没有那么大的这个信心。
And in Pew Research 2016, it says that nearly 66% of Americans now get their news from social media, and 44% get news specifically from Facebook.
而去年的这个调查研究呢，看到有66%的美国人呢，他们从这个社交媒体获得信息，而有44%呢，而他们直接从这个面部网站那里得到这个信息。
And for the younger people, those born after 1984, 88% get their news from Facebook regularly.
而在1980年出生以后的这些年轻人呢，他们有88%呢，就直接从面部上面得到信息。
What does the Bible say?
圣经如何说呢？
Fake news is not new.
假消息并不新。
The reality of deception is as old as Genesis.
而这个欺骗的事实呢，是从古就有，就如创世纪那时开始。
You see, there was a tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden.
就是在伊甸园里面有分别善恶树的果子。
What Eve saw and what the snake saw, they were different.
夏娃所见和那蛇所见都不同。
It's the same fruits, the same tree.
是同样的树，同样的果子。
But there was different perception and different conclusion.
而他们的观点不一样，他们的总结也不一样。
They make different choices.
他们做出的选择也不一样。
And resulted in different destinies.
而所有的结局也不同。
You can choose to obey or choose not to obey.
你可以选择顺从或者选择不顺从。
You choose to believe in the truth or you twist it to believe in a lie.
你选择来相信真实的事，或者是你选择相信扭曲的事呢？
God say, don't eat. The day you eat, you will die.
神说你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
So what did Satan do? God is not telling you the truth.
所以撒旦就告诉你说神不是在讲真话。
Because the day you eat, you will be like him, like God. You can differentiate between truth and evil.
因为你吃的日子必如神那样能够分别善恶。
So we know that the battle lines have been drawn between God and Satan from day one.
所以从战线呢，就从那第一天开始，就是神与撒旦之间。
We know that there's always the battle between truth and lies.
然后我们也知道有真理和这个虚假的征战。
Light and darkness.
也有光明和黑暗的战争。
Life and death.
生和死的战争。
I'll give you some Old Testament examples.
在旧约有一些例子。
You know the governor Nehemiah.
在这个尼希米记那里。
In chapter 6, verses 5 to 7,
在这个第六章第五到七节说
He was trying to help the Israelites to build up the wall in Jerusalem.
他要帮助以色列人建立耶路撒冷的城墙。
But you know that there were enemies in the person of Sanballat, Tobias, and Geshem.
但是他也知道有以色列的敌人，就是申巴拉、多巴伊亚和亚啊基善。
They were against the Israelites for building the Jerusalem wall.
他们抵挡耶稣以色列人重建耶路撒冷城墙。
So what they did was to spread lies that Nehemiah is planning a revolt against the king.
所以他们散布谣言说这个尼希米要谋反推翻国王。
This is a treason charge which would land him in trouble.
这就是叛国的罪名，会使到他有很大的灾难。
But Nehemiah didn't fall for their trick.
但是尼希米没有掉入这个圈套。
He trusted in God to protect him.
他信靠神保护他。
In Jeremiah chapter 5:31,
在耶利米书第五章三十一节。
And 14:14,
还有另外一个是十四章十四节。
During that time, there were a lot of false prophets.
在那个时候，有许多假先知。
Who ran around telling the people, "Oh, all will be well. Don't worry."
他们在告诉这些以色列百姓说，一切都没事。
These false prophets lied to the Israelites that things will be well.
这些假先知欺骗以色列人说一切都会平安无事。
When the real truth of judgment is hidden from them.
而这个真正的审判他们隐藏了。
When you tell the truth, there were people who will hate you.
当你在讲真话的时候，有人会恨你。
And that's what the gospel does.
这就是福音所带来的。
I'll give you some New Testament examples.
我要告诉你新约的一些例子。
Peter in 2 Peter 2:3,
彼得在彼得前书那里二章三节那里说
，He warned of false prophets and false teachers who will bring damnable heresies, even denying the Lord.
而这个假先知他们带来这个被判罪的这个异端，而且他们的并且来不认他们的主。
Paul also warns us that the time will come when people will turn away from truth unto fables.
而保罗也警告说，人会离弃这个纯正的道理，而偏向荒谬的言语。
I'll ask Brother Job to read from 2 Timothy 4:3-4.
我们要看这个提摩太后书第四章第三节到四节。提摩太后书第四章三节到四节，那里说：因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
The Bible is the infallible and inerrant word of God.
圣经是无误而且没有错误的神的话。
And there are many warnings against fake news and false teachers.
在圣经里面有许多关于这个假消息和假教师的警告。
There is also an implicit command to rightly dividing the word of truth and warning against adding to or subtracting from biblical truth.
而圣经很严厉的来吩咐，就是要按着真义来分解真理的道，并且呢警告那些在神的话语上加添或者是减少的人。
If we turn to Romans chapter 1,
我们如果看罗马书第一章，
Here we see the plight of modern man.
我们会看到现代人的这个写照。
The world today is in a chaos because
这个世界充满了混乱，因为
If you look at verse 18,
假如我们看第十八节，那里说，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上，就是那行不义阻挡真理的人。
And verses 21 and 22,
然后第二十一节、二十二节那里说，因为他们虽知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
At verse 25a,
然后二十五节 前半部，他们将神的真实变为虚谎。
So what happens is verse 26a and verse 28.
然后二十六节的前半段说，因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲。二十八节也说，他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心行那些不合理的事。
The modern man is spiraling down to spiritual anarchy and destruction.
而现代的人呢，正走向这个灭亡当中。
When men reject God,
当人拒绝神
，refuse to believe in Him,
不愿意来相信神
，glorify Him not,
不荣耀神
，become unthankful,
变成不会感恩
，when he exchanged God's truth into a lie,
把神的真理变为虚谎。
All these are leading men spiritually downward to vain thinking.
这些都带领人呢，在属灵上进入这个空虚的这个思念。
Darkened hearts.
黑暗的这个心思。
Ungodly and unrighteous affections.
不属神、不敬、不公义的这个感情。
A reprobate mind.
一个悖逆的这个思想。
Ultimately incurring God's wrath and judgment.
而这些到最后呢，会导致神的愤怒和审判临到。
Please remember that Christ was the target of fake news.
我们要记得，耶稣基督本身就是假消息的这个目标。
Often it comes from religious leaders.
而这些来源自呢这个当时的宗教领袖。
But behind all this, it was inspired by this, by Satan, the devil, who is a liar and father of it.
但是在这一切的这些宗教领袖的背后呢，推动者就是撒旦，那魔鬼，他是欺骗的，也是说谎人之父。
You can see this in John 8:44.
我们可以在约翰福音第八章四十四节那里看到。
Satan used the Pharisees, Sadducees, the priests, elders, and false witnesses to misrepresent what he said and to speak outright lies in their efforts to justify their intention to condemn him to death.
当时呢，撒旦用法利赛人、撒都该人、祭司、长老和假的见证人来歪曲耶稣基督所说的话，为了要证明他们能够有足够的理由来把耶稣定罪。
Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?"
比拉多问耶稣说：“真理是什么呢？”
And moments before this question, Jesus told everybody, "Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice."
耶稣基督在还没有被问之前，他已经告诉这句话说：“凡属真理的人就听我的话。”
Pilate wanted to know more about the truth Jesus spoke of.
比拉多更想多知道耶稣基督所讲的真理是什么。
And the answer is given throughout the Bible.
而这答案就在整本圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible is the only inspired and infallible source of news with ultimate credibility and authority.
而圣经是唯一具有最大的权威和信任的这个源头，是绝对消息的来源。
Christ as God is the personification of truth. He embodies truth.
而基督呢，就像神一样，是真理的源头，他也实现了真理。
You remember what he said in his high priestly prayer?
让我们记得耶稣基督在最后晚餐之前他所做的祷告。
He says, "Sanctify them by your truth."Your word is truth.
他说：“求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。”
And he says in Psalms 119 verse 160, he says, "The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever."
在诗篇119第160节说：“你的话的总纲是真实的，你一切的公义典章是永远长存。”
You remember what he said to doubting Thomas? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me."
耶稣基督也在这个 约翰福音说到，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And Paul in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 21 says, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus.
保罗也在以弗所书四章二十一节说，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 he says, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
而在提摩太前书二章四节说，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
Biblical truth is more than trusting news sources or having confidence in that which we read is accurate.
而圣经的真理不仅是我们信任新闻的这个来源，也是我们看到我们所读的是正确的。
Truth is truth.
真理就是真理。
Truth is the foundation for morality.
真理就是道德的基础。
It is the foundation for right and wrong.
这也是对与错的这个基石。
When you challenge it, and the more you challenge it, the faster society will slide down a slippery rope of compromising values, especially biblical values.
特别是在越多的挑战里面，在这个社会呢，就是越快的这个走下坡。特别是他们对圣经的这个价值观。
The Bible is the word of God.
圣经就是神的话。
It is true because it is infallible and inerrant.
它是真实的，因为它是绝对的和无误的。
It is one written resource where fake news cannot reside.
它是一个书写的这个资源，是假消息不能够存留的。
Everything in it can be trusted because God cannot lie.
我们可以相信圣经所说的每句话，因为神不说谎。
Truth is truth.
真理就是真理。
It is unchangeable.
它是不会改变的。
But truth has the power to change us.
但是真理呢，却有这个力量来改变我们。
You remember what Jesus said?
你是否记得耶稣说
？The truth, if you know the truth will set you free.
他说：“你们若必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”
So how do we discern fake news?
所以我们如何来分辨假新闻
？Firstly, be careful of news from social media.
我们要小心这个从社交媒体所来的信息。
Do not use the Facebook as a primary source of news.
不要用这个面部这个社交媒体来做新闻的来源。
The goal of many of these social sites is to keep you clicking.
而它的许多网站的目的就是让你一直在点击它。
So that they will tweak your news feed.So that you get bite-sized pieces of news that you like with limited perspective.
而他们会调整你的这个新闻的素材，使你在有限的这个视觉里面呢，或许获得到你的喜欢的这个新闻。
Also, don't use just your friends as sources of news.
而且不要只是从你朋友身上得到这个信息。
Use other sites to double-check.Your news.
也要去其他的这个网站那里去查证。
Secondly, question whether it is news or propaganda.
然后我们要问的是，这是否是一个新闻，或者是这是一个传言
？Whether you like it or not, all news organizations have a particular slant, bias, or philosophy.
不管你喜欢与否，这些新闻都有他们个人的这些目的或者目标。
Some of you like CNN.
我们当中可能有些喜欢这个中央这个网络新闻。
I like BBC.
我比较喜欢英国的这个新闻。
But you have to seek out multiple reputable news sources and diversify your news consumption.
所以呢，我们要从这些不同的这些可靠消息来源里面来做出这个分辨。
We have to learn to differentiate which sources provide quality news as opposed to propaganda.
我们有这个 Snoop 的这个网站来查证到底哪一些是真的消息，哪些是假的消息。
And thirdly, consider the source.
然后来考虑这些来源。
Some countries, they monopolize news through direct media ownership or severe restriction.
有的国家他们是在背后掌控这些消息的来源。
So if there are news coming out from this country, be careful.
所以从某些国家来的信息我们要注意，小心。
Also be wary of blogs or articles without the names of authors.
我们要小心，就是这些写的文章或者是新闻没有作者的话，我们要小心。
Or news coming from funny domain names, example dot instead of .com, you have .co.
或者是一些冒名的这个网站也要小心。
Yeah. Then fourthly, beware of sensational headlines.
而要小心，就是抓住人的心理的这些头条新闻。
Although they are eye-catching, they don't tell the whole story.
虽然他抓住你的目光，但是他没有告诉你全部的事实。
And finally, you can check with Snoop.com or other trustworthy sites.
所以你可以到最后检查那些新闻，借助这个 Snoop 的这个网站。
What should we do?
我们要怎么行呢？
How do you tell the difference between a genuine note or a fake note?
你要怎么知道这个是怎么是假的或者是真的消息呢？钞票呢？
How do you tell?
你怎么知道这个是真的钞票？
So somebody asked the counterfeit expert.
有的人就问这个假钞的这个专家。
Do you sort of study the coloring or the pictures or the alignment?
你是在研究它的颜色、它的条纹或者是它的这个条种。
Or the paper quality.
或者它纸的这个质量。
The expert says no.
那个专家告诉你不是的。
He doesn't study the fake.
他根本都不去研究假钞。
He studied the genuine one.
他要研究的是真钞。
The real note.
真正的钞票。
He knows everything about the real.
他知道真钞票所有的一切。
He knows it so well.
他知道的非常的好。
So when he received the fake one, he knows.
所以当他收到假的钞票的时候，他就知道这个是假的。
What does it tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢？
We must know the Bible well.
我们必须要熟悉圣经。
We must know it so well.
我们要非常熟悉到一个地步。
Such that when anything fake comes along, we know it is fake.
所以当任何假的这个教义进来的时候，我们就知道是错误的。
And this is very important because the second coming of Christ, we must know the times.
就是这是很重要的，因为我们要知道耶稣基督再来的时候是什么样的时候。
And there are many signs that will happen, right?
而他来之前有许多的征兆出现。
How do you know what is real, what is fake?
你怎么知道哪些是真，哪些是假的呢？
They say, "Oh, he's here. He's already arrived." You know, do we believe this news?
有人说他已经来了，你是否相信呢？
I will give you an example in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 later.
我接下来会有这个时间的话，会给你看一些《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章的例子。
So you must know your Bible very well.
所以我们要非常熟悉我们的圣经。
Because it is the only inspired and infallible source of news with ultimate credibility and authority.
而这是我们唯一的这个可靠的这个消息来源，因为圣经是神的无误、准确的话。
It is our filter for truth and error.
这就是我们对真理和错谬的这个过滤。
So we should check all information against biblical truths.
所以我们要查证所有的消息。
And of course, we should not propagate fake news.
当然我们不可以来传这个假的消息。
You remember your send button, don't be too fast to press on the send button.
所以我们看到什么消息的时候不要太快的把它传送去给别人。
Yeah, please check before you send.
我们要来检查还来传送。
And I told you that, you know, because we need to know the second coming of Christ, we need to be watchful and prayerful.
所以我们要知道耶稣基督再来时，我们要警醒，我们要祷告。
We must know the signs of the times of Christ's coming.
我们要知道耶稣基督再来之前的征兆。
We need to discern.
我们要能够分辨。
We know that there'll be a lot of fake news coming in, but we have to tell what's the truth and what's not the truth.
我们知道会有很多的假消息来，我们必须能够分辨什么是真，什么是假。
So we say we have the good news.
所以我们说我们有那好消息。
We know about Jesus Christ.
我们认识耶稣基督。
What he has done for us and all that.
他为我们所做的一切等等。
We say we forsake the fake news, we embrace the good news.
我们弃绝假新闻，我们接受真的福音。
But what do we do with the good news?
而你对这个福音做了什么呢？
You cannot keep it to yourself.
你不能够只留给自己。
You must propagate the good news.
我们必须要传扬这好消息。
You must tell the world the truth about Jesus Christ.
你必须告诉世界关于耶稣基督的福音。
You must go into the world.
我们要向普世传福音。
And preach the gospel.
传这个福美好的福音。
Yes, and share the good news with everybody.
把这个好的消息传给每个人。
Okay, let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
There was a fake news which was circulated during that time that the resurrection has passed.
当时有一些假的消息传扬说那个复活的事情已经过了。
And those who were waiting, they became disappointed and distressed.
而当时那些在等候的，他们觉得很失望，很伤心。
Paul wrote to tell them the truth.
保罗写给他们，告诉他们真理。
You look at verse 3.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第三节。
You read for me.
人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为大日子以前必有离道反教的事，并有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。
Verse 3 says, Do not be, let no man deceive you. First part.
第三节说，不要被他迷惑。
And then verse 2 says, Do not be shaken or troubled.
然后那里说，不要被动摇，动心。
It says, These are fake news.
这些是假的消息。
In verse 5, it says, Remember, I told you the truth.
第五节说，你记得我把这些事告诉你们。
Therefore, like a point which I mentioned, the lesson for us that we must know what is the truth in the Bible, and we must know it well so that we will not be shaken, we will not be troubled.
这就是我所说的，我们必须要熟悉圣经，我们不要被动摇或者是忧虑。
Then what did Paul says in verse 9? He says Satan is at work with all powers and signs.
在第九节那里说，撒旦呢的运动是行各样的异能、神迹和虚假的奇事。
And he says in verse 10, sinners reject the love of truth.
在第十节说，罪人不领受爱真理的心。
So what did God do? Verse 11, God sent them a strong, sent them Satan's lies and delusion that they will perish. And verse 12, they will be damned.
然后神就给他什么呢？在第十一节说，给他们一个生发错误的心，是叫他们信从虚谎，使一切不信真理到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
What is the lesson for us?
这对我们有什么学习的吗？
There is a warning here. If you reject God's truth and righteousness, you will come under Satan's delusion and lies.
就是说，假如你拒绝神的真理和神的公义的话，你就进入这个撒旦的一个圈子里面，被定罪。
You will perish and you will be condemned.
你会被定罪，会灭亡，被灭亡。
Yeah. And then the third one is believers are to be assured.
而信徒呢，要有这个确据。
If you look at verse 13,
假如我们看第十三节。
It says, all children of God ought to be thankful that they are beloved, they are chosen, and they are sanctified by the Holy Spirit and God's truth.
所有的信徒应当来感谢神，因为他是被拣选，又被圣灵感动，又成为圣洁，以致得救。
And then verse 14 is a very wonderful promise. They are given the hope of glory.
而十四节给我们这美好的这个盼望，就是说我们有这荣耀的盼望。
The good work that God has started in us, He will bring us, all right, He will keep His promise and bring us to heaven.
神在我们心中所动的工会时，使我们善工能够使我们被蒙保守，并且被引入天堂。
So in verse 15 and verse 17, He says that we are to, that's the lesson, we have to stand fast, hold on to the truth.And be established in every good work and work, good word and work.
而在第十五节说，所以我们要站立的稳，凡所领受的教训，不只是口传的，是信上所写的，都要坚守。
And verse 17, establish in every good word and work.
还第十七节说，在善行善言上得到坚固。
So what's the challenge?
所以挑战是什么呢？
When we see what is happening in the world and around us,
当我们看见四周所发生的事
with all the information bombardment, how do we interpret and respond to this assault?
在这资讯爆炸的时代，我们如何来分析、来回应这些攻击呢？
We need the help of the Holy Spirit, and we need the Word of God.
我们需要圣灵的帮助，需要神的话语帮助。
To help us to differentiate between truth and lies.
帮助我们能够分辨真理和谎言。
And then as believers, we ought to use our time wisely to share the gospel with others.
而我们信徒需要用我们的时间，有智慧的来用我们的时间来告诉其他人福音。
The gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
And then finally, because of the second coming of Christ,
第二点就是因为耶稣基督的再来，
we should be diligent and very prayerful.
我们必须要警醒祷告。
We have to be constantly abiding in Him.
我们要常常的住在基督里。
We have to look.Unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
我们要常常来仰望耶稣基督，就是那为我们信息创始成终的主。
So that we will not be misled by fake news.
那我们就不会受到假消息误导。
Truth is truth.
真理就是真理。
God's truth abides forever.
神的真理存到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
We praise you, Lord, for the good news and the Bible.
亲爱的天父，我们为着圣经里面的好消息感谢你，赞美你。
The Bible is the infallible and inerrant word of God.
圣经是真实无误的神的话。
Your word and your spirit will keep us from error and lies.
你的圣灵，你的话语还有圣灵能够使我们远离这个错误。
Help us to be watchful and prayerful.
帮助我们能够警醒祷告。
As your second coming is near.
因为耶稣基督的再来近了。
Help us to use the remaining time to share the gospel so that many may come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
帮助我们能够用我们的余下的光阴来传扬信息，使人能够来归向主。
We pray this giving thanks in Jesus' name.
我们祷告感恩是奉主耶稣圣名，阿门。
Amen.
Amen.